You know, we often think of climate change as this abstract future threat. But here's the thing. It's already reshaping disease patterns in real time, right where we least expect to catch a break. A new paper out of BMC Medicine just dropped some fascinating research from Bangladesh that shows exactly how temperature and social factors are literally drawing the map of where diseases spread. And they're using machine learning to predict it. So stick around, because this is the kind of research that could actually save lives. Let me set the stage here. Bangladesh sits right at this perfect storm of conditions. You've got high population density, tropical climate, and a lot of socioeconomic variation across different regions. That makes it an ideal place to study what's happening with vector-borne diseases, things like dengue, chikungunya, malaria, filariasis, and yellow fever. These aren't theoretical problems either. We're talking about diseases transmitted by mosquitoes and other insects that kill people and disable communities. So researchers decided to map out exactly where these diseases are hitting hardest and why. They looked at spatiotemporal patterns, basically where cases are clustering and how that changes over time, and they cross-reference that with temperature data and socioeconomic factors. What they found is pretty striking. Dengue was the heavyweight here. Peak incidence hit in 2019 with over 101,000 cases. But here's what matters for intervention. Six districts stood out as hotspots. Dhaka, of course, because it's the capital and densely populated. But also smaller districts like Pirojpur, Jessore, Bandarban, Rangamati, and Narail. So it's not just about big cities. Geography and local conditions matter just as much. Now, here's where the climate connection gets really interesting. When they ran spatial regression models, mean temperature emerged as the single biggest risk factor. We're talking about a coefficient of 16, 64, which means tiny changes in average temperature translate to meaningful changes in disease risk. Maximum and minimum temperatures also mattered significantly. So this isn't just about hot versus cold. It's about the full thermal profile of a region. But temperature alone doesn't tell the whole story, right? The researchers then switched to machine learning, specifically XGBoost, which is one of the more powerful predictive tools out there. And here's where it got really nuanced. Sure, climate factors stayed important, but alongside temperature, the model flagged something really important: GDP, population size, and healthcare infrastructure. In other words, the richer, better-served districts with better medical access showed different patterns than poorer regions. That's a critical insight because it means climate vulnerability isn't distributed evenly. It compounds with poverty and weak infrastructure. The model's predictive performance was solid, mean absolute error of about 10. Six cases, root mean square error under 19. For public health planning, that's the kind of accuracy that actually starts mattering at the district level. So what do we do with this? The authors are pretty clear about the direction here. First, they're calling for climate-informed early warning systems. Imagine this. Every district in Bangladesh could have a real-time system that ingests temperature forecasts, rainfall data, and current disease surveillance counts, and it tells you 6 weeks out where dengue is likely to spike. That gives health authorities time to position resources, ramp up mosquito control, and prepare clinics. Second, this is a case study in One Health integration. That's the idea that human health, animal health, and environmental health are interconnected. The researchers aren't just looking at cases in hospitals. They're looking at the full context: climate, economy, infrastructure, all of it. That's actually rare in epidemiology, and it's the kind of thinking we need more of. Third, and this matters from a global health equity angle, this work shows that machine learning tools developed in lower resource countries can actually be more practical than something cooked up in a wealthy lab. Bangladesh has the data, the disease burden, and the incentive to get this right. When you build tools there, They're designed for the constraints that actually exist. Limited equipment, decentralized health systems, seasonal variability. The one thing I'd flag is that this is cross-sectional, so we're getting a snapshot rather than a movie. That doesn't invalidate the findings, but it does mean some relationships might shift over time or under different conditions. Longitudinal work would strengthen the conclusions. But honestly, for a public health action research paper, cross-sectional design is pretty standard. Here's the bottom line. Climate change isn't some future abstract threat to tropical disease patterns. It's already baked into the epidemiology. And we have the tools to map it, predict it, and intervene. This paper from Bangladesh shows that combining climate data, socioeconomic factors, and smart machine learning can move beyond just describing the problem to actually preventing it. If similar work were scaled across South Asia and the Global South more broadly, we could be redirecting public health resources before outbreaks happen, not after. That's the kind of shift that saves lives.